Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm with Ines Pedrosa Imelo, director of Ombre Vice, screening at the FEP Future Frames Generation Next European Cinema at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. Welcome, Ines. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chiara.
First of all, how was this experience at Karlovy Vary since it's, you know, it's ending? So how did Karlovy Vary treat you?
Oh, amazing. I mean, it's just been, I'd never been to Czech Republic before. So this was my first time here. And I don't really know what I was expecting. I don't think I was expecting anything in particular, but it's just, I think, completely been, you know, better in so many ways than anything that I could have thought. The city is beautiful, so obviously that's, you know, one thing, but just the experience of being here was incredibly, you know, rewarding in many ways, not only meeting the other Future Frame filmmakers who are all really talented and, you know, have a really, really strong voices, and just being able to spend, you know, time with other film students or, you know, past film students and filmmakers of other countries, really sharing, you know, knowledge and, you know, our experiences so much. And I, you know, even said a few times these past few days that there's really not a program that focuses so much on, you know, young aspiring filmmakers, the way that this, this one did. And so I'm really thankful to, you know, the Karlovy Vary Film Festival and European Film Promotion for putting together this initiative and for bringing us here. And it's been amazing. Yeah.
Before talking about Ombre Vice, I have to say that I'm noticing, like, by watching all your films in this section, I'm noticing that no one was okay with, you know, classical cinema in a negative term. I mean, you all try to experiment, to step outside your comfort zone. At least that's what I felt. And it's everything is an experience. So is that something that you felt as well while, you know, networking, while talking, while watching the other director's work?
Definitely. I think, you know, the selection, I feel, was really well curated and I think incredibly diverse in many ways. The style of filmmaking, you know, and the way that the directors approach the different stories, I feel like they each had a very sort of personal take and a personal interpretation and language of cinema. And I totally agree. I think everyone you know, was quite non-traditional in the way that they tackled their stories. Maybe some relied more on a more kind of realism, sort of hyper-realism feeling, and others more on this kind of poetic, you know, fantastical interpretation of reality. But I think everyone really had a very strong perspective and a really strong understanding of cinema as a language. And then also an understanding of how to change that language and how to adapt that language to their own, you know, particular sensibility. So I think you're totally on point with that. Yeah.
Talking about adapting your language, it's very difficult to ask you this very banal question. So as to how you would define Ombre Vice, what I can say is that as soon as I started watching it, I felt a little bit of nostalgia, but I didn't know about what exactly. Like, I got into this kind of feeling of something that was missing, that I was missing about, maybe because it's summer, I don't know. So I wanted to know, yeah, if you could talk to us about Ombre Vice, that, about this feeling that maybe was the genesis of it all.
I think the feeling that you're pointing out, this nostalgia that you, you know, feel when you watch these home movie images, is very much at the center of what, you know, these images are. And they were very much at the center of what I felt when I first watched them, you know, when I started working with them. You know, nostalgia is a really complex and tricky, you know, feeling, especially when you're looking at, you know, old images of times gone by. Maybe, you know, sometimes it may have not been as great, you know, for many different reasons. But I think what I really fascinated me about home movies at the time was not, you know, this nostalgia and this like deep connection with the people that I was seeing, even though they were not anything to me, you know, they weren't my family, but in a way they felt like my family. I think they convey a sense of intimacy and proximity to people, and they're sort of open enough, you know, they, you know, in terms of like meaning, that you can very easily kind of identify with them, you know, because they capture things that are so mundane that we see and I've seen in our daily lives, you know, so much, you know, birthdays or, you know, trips to the beach or whatever. I think they represent experiences that some maybe more than others are very much part of our, you know, daily lives and our lives with our family, with our friends, et cetera. So I think they really tug at the heartstrings and they really bring you in. And that's kind of their power and could also be their downfall, you know, in many ways. And I think the film kind of tackles some of the challenges that comes with using these images. They're so beautiful and they're so nostalgic that sometimes we might forget, you know, some other aspects that might be behind them that are equally important to think about.
But one last thing about you, Ines. With Fred, we're often talking to women director. We're trying to understand what's happening in the field, in the cinema field. So my question is, how was for you? How was your journey to becoming a filmmaker? Do you feel that it was difficult for what could have been for a male filmmaker? Do you feel that something is changing?
I had a very particular sort of experience and trajectory in film. In my own country, I didn't go to traditional film school. I went to sort of a normal undergraduate degree in media, but then I sort of came to anthropology, and then I left to go to the United States to study documentary. So a little unusual, I think, maybe compared to some folks who get into film. I definitely, you know, think that, you know, overall in Europe and to some extent, you know, in Portugal, there is very much a gender kind of barrier. I mean, not really a barrier, but it's a sort of this undiscussed issue that we, you know, culture that we talk about, whether that is, you know, that there's, and I don't have any numbers for this, so I don't know if this is, you know, completely accurate, that there's more male filmmakers or not, but more than that, more just like the culture, you know, that exists, very male centered, you know, machismo culture, that exists. So, I've been very privileged and supported, you know, by many people and organizations through this whole, my whole journey. So, you know, I've been very grateful, for that. And I think, and I hope, and I think we are seeing some changes, or at least, you know, we are not really afraid of discussing these issues of, you know, gender inequality in filmmaking. I think women are discussing this more. I think we as a society are discussing this more, maybe not as much as we should. And I think one thing that I think should be is that there maybe should be more support specifically directed to women filmmakers, or, you know, support to fill in the gaps, you know? But I think we're in a, you know, I hope that we're, you know, in a good direction. And I hope to see more women filmmakers, you know, share their work, both from my country, but Europe and even the world.
Thank you so much. Grazie, Ines.
Of course.
Being with us, for talking about Home Revise. So good luck for everything, for your future project. I'm sure we will meet not only virtually, but soon in person at some other festival.
Hope so. Thank you so much, Chiara.
Grazie. And we've been talking to Ines Pedrosa Melo, director of Home Revised Screening at Carlo Vivari Film Festival in the EFP Future Frames Generation Next of European Cinema. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.